Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is gladiators. Now, sports have changed a lot over the history of the world. So over 2,000 years ago in Italy, the most loved sport was gladiator fights. No one really knows for sure, but historians or people who study history think that gladiator fights first started during funerals to honor the person who had died. In a gladiator fight, two people are given knives, swords, or other weapons to display their bravery and their skill with those weapons. These fights quickly caught on as a spectacle. That means that's something that has to be seen because it's so interesting or so fun. Because of how popular these fights got to be, giant coliseums or stadiums were built to hold all the fans and people that wanted to watch men and women fight. These men and women were called gladiators. And today we use the term gladiator or word gladiator to describe a very brave warrior because of the bravery and fighting skills that these athletes displayed over 2,000 years ago. Now, these weren't just fake fights, though there were some of those. A lot of times, the fight was to the death. That means the first person to die lost. That doesn't sound like a sport I'd like to play or watch, but back then, it was the best form of entertainment. Another interesting part about these fights is that they were very one-sided. Now, one side means it's not a fair fight. For example, a lot of times the more famous or skilled gladiator was given things like swords, knives, shields, and other items, while the other weaker gladiator or less liked gladiator was given nothing but a net to fight with. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever fought using nothing but a net as a weapon, but a net would not be my first choice for a weapon in a fight. However, not all fights would end in death, as I mentioned previously. Sometimes, if two gladiators put on a really good and exciting fight, and one or both of them were injured or hurt, the crowd or the emperor, who was like a king, would decide whether the surrendering gladiator should live or die. Now, to surrender means to give up or stop fighting. So the crowd or the emperor would give a thumbs up if they wanted that surrendering gladiator to be killed, or a thumbs down if they wanted him to be allowed to live because he fought so bravely. Now, some movies have that backwards, just so you know. In the movies, a lot of times the thumbs up meant let them live, and thumbs down meant kill the person, but it's actually backwards. It's thumbs up meant kill them, thumbs down meant save their life. Because of the popularity and idolization of these gladiators, some people who weren't slaves wanted to be gladiators. They wanted all the fame and the money and the glory that came with being a famous fighter. Even some important government officials decided to fight as gladiators, though most of their fights were fake, as in they actually like planned out their fights almost like dances, and of course the government person always won. Gladiator fights came to a very quick end in 399 AD, which is about 600 years after the first gladiator fights started. There was a monk named Telemachus. Now, a monk is a Catholic man who decides to dedicate his entire life to the service of the Catholic Church. And Telemachus tried to stop a gladiator fight in front of a stadium of people. He didn't like these fights. He thought they were brutal, they were evil, and just really bad for people to be entertained with. So the crowd there obviously was there to see a fight, and they didn't like someone stopping it. So they picked up rocks and started throwing them at Telemachus. And they kept throwing those rocks until Telemachus died. This means that he was a martyr for the Catholic Church. So he was a monk, a religious person, who was killed because he believed that this was evil. Now, the emperor at the time was also a Christian or Catholic, and he heard about Telemachus' bravery and faith in standing up to all those people and actually dying because of what he believed. And because of that, the emperor decided to ban all gladiator fights. That means he put an end to them. He made them illegal. And with that, gladiator fights stopped. Now, there were some still illegal fights happening secretly that people liked to watch. But soon after the ban on these fights, the Roman Empire would fall to invading armies, and the culture and the lifestyle would totally change for these people in Italy. And with that end of the Roman Empire also came the end of the gladiator age. And that's the true story of the gladiators.